You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. Today I'm reviewing podcast 1232 of Joe Rogan's Experience with Nick DiPaolo. Now Nick is an old friend of Joe's and has been on before and is a comedian that I've seen perform a couple of times. He's a very funny guy and has been around a while, so really knows what he's doing. This podcast was a fun one to listen to because they're old friends, obviously. They get on very well. You know, they love each other. It's like family. But it gets kind of heated. And Nick gets political. And so does Joe. And they're asking questions. And it just got tense. It was cool. You don't often hear that on Rogan's podcast. So if you haven't heard this one yet, definitely check it out. It was kind of like, whoa, imagine being in that room. A little bit awkward for Jamie, maybe. I don't know. But I enjoyed it. And it was funny. Nick has some pretty strong opinions. That might even be an understatement. But it was all in fun. And yeah, I'm going to start the review. Let's go. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want? They get going, as you would imagine, talking about comedians and what it takes to be a comedian, how difficult it is. These kinds of conversations are always popping up on Rogan's podcast, and especially when it, because he's a comedian, and especially when he has his comedian friends on, it only makes sense. But it's not just that. It's that, if they were just maybe both plumbers, they wouldn't constantly talk about, you know, the difficulty of that. And I'm not saying that being a plumber is not difficult. I'm sure it has its moments. But comedy is uniquely difficult in the sense of, just imagine doing it yourself if you never have. Very, very difficult to start, very difficult to get any traction, very difficult to get going with, and what it takes to be a comedian, you know, what the top guys all probably have in common. I mean, there's certain things that have to happen. You've got to get on with other comics, for sure. They made that kind of clear. You've got to be liked in that community. Obviously, you can't steal jokes. That would be horrific. And you need to be self-aware. You need to be truthful. You need to be able to analyze yourself truthfully. Like if you're sucking at something or a joke's not funny, it's your fault. You've got to change it. So they have to have that in common. Otherwise, you can't really kind of work through that process. And then often it helps to be pretty smart. They were talking about how Louis C.K. Went on Jeopardy. And I actually watched some of that episode just to kind of get some point of reference. And Louis ended up winning it against like New York Times. There were like some TV reporters and some other people. But anyway, people that, you know, that you would think ordinarily would probably have really good general knowledge. And Louis beat them all. So, you know, there's some smart guys in comedy, smart people, smart women too. And then they got into what government is. Nick was kind of pushing in that direction anyway, as I think he was raising some points about the liberal media and things being pretty frustrated with Trump, and then that was frustrating him, how they're always kind of going after him. But, you know, that kind of unfolds throughout the whole of their conversation and their podcast. But they were talking about what government is, and Nick said something interesting. He said, listen, it's more of a corporation or like an organization. So it's like just a big business. And that's why he likes the idea of Trump running it, you know, as far as he sees it, because it is just a business. Joe sees it more as an organization. You know, I don't know how you would define the two in the terms of how they were saying it. You know, what difference that means. Maybe an organization supposedly would not be thinking always of the bottom line. But you know, GDP is like what makes countries, really. So there's just no chance they're not constantly thinking about that like a massive corporation would. It was kind of an interesting way of looking at it. I mean, if you did look at it that way, it does kind of change what it is. It's like, oh dear, maybe they're not really out to help you after all. I mean, you don't think of corporations that way, so why do you think of government that way? I don't know. I'm not trying to make anyone a conspiracy theorist, but it's just interesting to think about things like that in a different way. One of Joe's friends that has a podcast, and Nick has one too, but one of Joe's friends was talking about selling their podcast to a network, right? So that they would get a big chunk of money and then they would sell that over. And something that these two were both talking about is the fact that, like, obviously don't do that. Podcasts are really not one of the last areas of free speech, but definitely one of the most powerful. And giving away your rights to it in the sense of, you know, a corporation pays you, yeah, you've got a lot of money, but if they're willing to pay you, then it's because you've got some momentum anyway. Definitely keep it for yourself. And going in that direction could be, you know, a pretty difficult place to be in if they start really putting restrictions on your show and kind of changing where you are. And they're seeing that with that through YouTube. I mean, stuff gets flagged all the time, and it's like freedom of speech related. And in a slightly different kind of turn, recently Louis C.K.'s entire set that he's touring with was leaked online. And in an awful turn of events, that isn't even seen as any sort of copyright infringement. So he's worked on this material, and now people are picking it apart and giving Louis a hard time about it, and it's already been released, when really what he wants to do is just be able to do his set, maybe release a special, make some money, do that whole thing. So now he doesn't have the opportunity to do it. And that's really just... It's pretty sad for him, because it's his work. I mean, and Doug Stanhope was saying, you know, if this was a movie that someone had just stolen, that person would go to jail. But you can steal someone's entire set and nothing happens. And, you know, a lot of that's happening because a lot of eyes are on Louis. I mean, it's just kind of where that focus is. And back to Nick as the guest. He talks about how he's really just started smoking a lot later in life, and that seems odd. Even Joe thought so. He's like, you need to cut that out. Why do it later in life? Do you know anyone that started later in life? I'm pretty sure I talked about this recently on another podcast. This came up, like, it just seems odd after, you know, after your 20s or whatever, why would you just suddenly start smoking that way? But you know what Joe thinks about it? He hates it, and he immediately started talking about getting Nick on testosterone replacement therapy, which is just quite funny. And he's like, why not? You feel a lot better, and, you know, it certainly can't be worse for you than smoking. So, you know, it always cracks me up that Joe is always trying to encourage his friends to be healthy and do these different things. But the idea that he's also trying to get them all on testosterone is pretty hilarious, especially if they don't work out, you know. But it might help him, because Nick did talk about how he was punched in the face by a woman at one of his shows not that long ago. And yeah, punched in the face for doing comedy. She didn't like something, she punched him in the face. And he tried to get a lawyer for it. He couldn't. There was no lawyers that would take the case because there was really no money in it. But he wanted to make a point about it. He really wanted to kind of sue her. You know, he wants to sue her or just have her. I don't know whether he wants her to do some time, but just understand what she did. Like, you just can't go around punching people, even if it is a woman punching a man. It's still wrong. He can't do that. And this is where the best part of the podcast started to come in. Towards the end, Joe was starting to talk about Trump and talk about, do you think he's going to get impeached? What do you think of how much he lies? And this is when Nick was like, he doesn't lie. He doesn't lie any more than any other politician. Nobody's even focused on how much Hillary lied or how much anyone else lied or Obama lied. So he just got really quite defensive really quickly defending Trump and made it difficult. Like Joe wanted to bring up some fact-checking sites to see if like how many times Trump had lied, you know, in the last year or whatever. And everything, Nick was just like, this is fake news, this is a bullshit site, can't do that, that's not the way to do it. And Joe had to back off from that stance because Nick was just getting so heated. He brought it up a few times, but it was just funny to see these two guys. Like, it's just another thing. It's like you go to a party, they say, don't bring up religion and politics. That's a prime example. You see why. Even with two really close friends on a radio show, it got there. It got pretty heated. Then Joe suggested that Nick try some mushrooms. Maybe related to that frustration, or maybe just related to, what the hell, try some. So Joe is chewing some up at the end. Nick didn't do any, but did talk about his podcast. He has a podcast called Nip Dick. No, sorry, I fucked that up. Nick Dip. Nick Dip is the name of his podcast, and I haven't heard it myself, but this guy is a funny dude. He has a pretty brash way of talking about things, but if you like what you hear on this podcast, I'm sure it's going to be very similar, so check it out. But this was a good conversation, one of the fun ones, and there was some tension in there, so you're going to enjoy it. Make sure to check it out. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate you guys. Peace.